Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Wikipedia page for Dead Internet Theory. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe to this very real, not AI podcast, even though TikTokers keep thinking that this is not a human-made podcast.
That's true, because it's us talking about weird subjects and their little TikTok reels like that. And people are doing things like that with AI, and apparently our voices sound like they could be AI. But they're not. They're us.
It's us, I promise.
Dead Internet Theory. The Dead Internet Theory is an online conspiracy theory that asserts that the internet now consists mainly of bot activity and automatically generated content, manipulated by algorithmic curation, marginalizing organic human activity to manipulate the population. Proponents of the theory believe these bots were created intentionally to help manipulate algorithms and boost search results in order to manipulate consumers. Some proponents of the theory accuse government agencies of using bots to manipulate public perception. The date given for this death was generally around 2016 or 2017.
The dead internet theory has gained traction because many of the observed phenomena are quantifiable, such as increased bot traffic. But the literature does not support the full theory. Caroline Busta, wonder if she rhymes, founder of the media platform New Models, was quoted in an article in The Atlantic calling much of the dead internet theory a paranoid fantasy. Even if there are legitimate criticisms involving bot traffic and the integrity of the internet, but she said she does agree with the overarching idea. In an article in The New Atlantis, Robert Mariani called the theory a mix between a genuine conspiracy theory and a creepypasta.
Origins and development. The dead internet theory's exact origin is difficult to pinpoint, but it most likely emerged from 4chan or WizardChan as a theoretical concept in the late 2010s or early 2020s. In 2021, a thread titled Dead Internet Theory, Most of the Internet is Fake, was published on the forum, Agora Road's Macintosh Cafe, marking the term's spread beyond these initial image boards. But discussion and debate of the theory have been prevalent in online forums, technology conferences, and academic circles, possibly since earlier. It was inspired by concerns about the internet increasing complexity, dependence on fragile infrastructure, potential cyber attack vulnerabilities, and most importantly, the exponential increase in artificial intelligence capabilities and use.
The theory gained traction in discussions among technology enthusiasts, researchers, and futurists. who sought to explore the risks associated with our reliance on the internet. The conspiracy theory has entered public culture through widespread coverage and has been discussed on various high-profile YouTube channels. It gained more mainstream attention with an article in The Atlantic titled, "Maybe You Missed It, But the Internet Died," 5 years ago. This article has been widely cited by other articles on the topic.
I like the name of this section already. Claims.
Claims.
The dead internet theory has two main components: that bots have displaced human activity on the internet, and that actors are employing these bots to manipulate the human population. The first part of this theory, that bots create much of the content on the internet and perhaps contribute more than organic human content, has been a concern for a while, with the original post by Illuminati Pirate citing the article, "How Much of the Internet is Fake?" Turns out a lot of it, actually. In New York Magazine, the second half of the dead internet theory builds on this observable phenomenon by proposing that the U.S. government, corporations, or other actors are intentionally employing these bots to manipulate the human population for a variety of reasons. In the original post, the idea that bots have displaced human content is described as the setup, with the thesis of the theory itself focusing on the United States government being responsible for this, stating, quote, "The U.S. government is engaging in an artificial intelligence-powered gaslighting of the entire world population."
Like, as funny as all of this is, I also find it all pretty frustrating. Because, like, yes, obviously there are a lot of bots on the internet, but people are so stupid.
I don't understand what your point is.
Yeah, there's a lot of bots putting content out there, but, like, there's still lots of humans, and it just drives me crazy that somebody would say something dumb on 4chan and then it somehow becomes mainstream. Like when Pepe was considered a terror symbol for absolutely no reason.
I think that the statement that you made has a lot of assumptions that I'm really not on board with, but, you know, to each their own.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you refuse to drink the Kool-Aid of something that appeared on 4chan at first.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back.
Evidence. Large language models. Generative pre-trained transformers, GPTs, are a class of large language models, LLMs, not to be mistaken with MLMs, that employ artificial neural networks to produce human-like content. The first of these was developed by OpenAI. These models have created significant controversy. For example, Timothy Shoup of the Copenhagen Institute for Future Studies has said, "In the scenario where GPT-3 gets loose, the internet would be completely unrecognizable." He predicted that in such a scenario, 99% to 99.9% of content online might be AI-generated by 2025 to 2030. These predictions have been used as evidence for the dead internet theory. In 2024, Google reported that its search results were being inundated with websites that, quote, "feel like they were created for search engines instead of people." In correspondence with Gizmodo, a Google spokesperson acknowledged the role of generative AI in the rapid proliferation of such content and that it could displace more valuable human-made alternatives.
ChatGPT. Main article, ChatGPT. ChatGPT is an AI chatbot whose 2022 release to the general public led journalists to call the dead internet theory potentially more realistic than before. Before ChatGPT's release, the dead internet theory mostly emphasized government organizations, corporations, and tech-literate individuals. ChatGPT puts the power of AI in the hands of average internet users. This technology caused concern that the internet would become filled with content created through the use of AI that would drown out organic human content.
I see you laughing.
Yeah, I am laughing because of how they described it. Organic human content.
You know what else is organic human content?
What?
Poop.
I was just going to say that we only appreciate writing that's written in blood. Like, it's got to be organic human content or we don't want to see it.
Nope. 2016 Imperva bot traffic report. In 2016, the security firm Imperva released a report on bot traffic and found that bots were responsible for 52% of web traffic, the first time they had surpassed human traffic. This report has been used as evidence in reports on the dead internet theory.
Reddit. In the past, the social media site Reddit allowed free access to its API and data, which allowed users to employ third-party moderation apps and train AI in human interaction. Controversially, Reddit moved to charge for access to its user dataset. Companies training AI will likely continue to use this data for training future AI. As LLMs such as ChatGPT become available to the general public, they are increasingly being employed on Reddit by users and bot accounts. Professor Toby Walsh of the University of New South Wales said in an interview with Business Insider that training the next generation of AI on content created by previous generations could cause the content to suffer. University of South Florida Professor John Licato compared this situation of AI-generated web content flooding Reddit to the dead internet theory.
Twitter. I hate texting tweets. Several Twitter accounts started posting tweets starting with the phrase, "I hate texting," followed by an alternative activity such as, "I hate texting, I just want to hold your hand," or, "I hate texting, just come live with me." These posts received tens of thousands of likes, and many suspected them to be bot accounts. Proponents of the dead internet theory have used these accounts as an example.
Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter.
Boo!
Are you against that?
Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter? Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you against it?
I'm against billionaires generally. And when he just decided to buy Twitter, that was just so dumb. And then he changed the name of Twitter. Like, so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even liked Twitter that much to begin with. But now that Elon Musk owns it, I, like, just don't use it except for work.
I see.
Not that I ever really used it much at all.
The proportion of user accounts run by bots became a major issue during Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter. During this process, Musk disputed Twitter's claim that fewer than 5% of their monetizable daily active users were bots. During this dispute, Musk commissioned the company Cybra to estimate what percentage of Twitter accounts were bots, with one study estimating 13.7% and the second estimating 11%. These bot accounts are thought to be responsible for a disproportionate amount of content generated. The incident has been pointed to by believers in the dead internet theory as evidence. See? You see? Marsha, now you don't think I'm crazy.
I think it's funny how almost every single paragraph in this page ends with, basically, this incident has been pointed to by believers in the dead internet theory as evidence. YouTube, the inversion. There is a market online for fake YouTube views to boost a video's credibility and reach broader audiences. At one point, fake views were so prevalent that some engineers were concerned YouTube's algorithm for detecting them would begin to treat the fake views as default and start misclassifying real ones. YouTube engineers coined the term the inversion to describe this phenomenon. YouTube bots and the fear of the inversion were cited as support for the dead internet theory in a thread on the internet forum Agora Roads Macintosh Cafe.
In popular culture. This is actually one of my favorite parts of a lot of articles when they talk about how things are, you know, used in popular culture.
Yeah, same.
Discussion on Twitter. The dead internet theory has been discussed among users of the social media platform X, formerly Twitter. Users have noted that bot activity has affected their experience.
Coverage on YouTube. Numerous YouTube channels and online communities, including the Linus Tech Tips forums, have covered the dead internet theory, which has helped to advance the idea into mainstream discourse. And that's where it ends.
I hate to say it, but I feel like the in popular culture portion of this page was not as satisfying as some others.
I agree.
You know, maybe she gets some bots to, like, you know, punch it up a little bit.
Yeah, perhaps.
They'd probably do a pretty good job.
Yeah, they probably would.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Dead Internet Theory.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your ChatGPT apology.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.